on the air this morning. Brent is coming to Lincoln County next week to perform a concert at the Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert on Thursday, March 23rd, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Afton Ford Theater. That, again, is this upcoming, well, that's not this upcoming Thursday, but next week on Thursday. Brent, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on the air. You know, we're excited to have you back in Star Valley to put on another concert at the Ford Theater.
Man, there's no place like Star Valley, you know, and especially this time of year when you run out of places to put all the snow we're getting. But I'll bring my snow boots.
Awesome. Yeah, you're probably going to need them. Probably going to need them. Well, Brent, for those that haven't had a chance to hear you perform or get to know you as a musician, tell us about yourself. How long have you been doing what you do? And maybe give us your style of country music.
Yeah, you know, I write modern cowboy songs. And I've been doing this for, you know, 25, I guess probably coming on 30 years now. And written songs about Wyoming, about Star Valley. Got a song called The Grays River Road that, funny enough, one of your cohorts down the road in another market there started playing. And that's kind of what got me coming up into that country. Played at the fair up there a few times, but yeah, I just kind of write them as they come, and I write about farm and ranch life, and especially here in the West, and the folks that kind of carry our burdens on their back by putting food on our table. They're the most important people, I think, on the planet today, and this concert we're going to play next week is in honor of them, and hopefully going to raise a few bucks to keep kids interested in farming and ranching.
Absolutely. So all the proceeds benefit the Star Valley FFA and 4-H. And so it certainly is absolutely just that, a benefit concert. All the proceeds go right back into the local agricultural community, which as you said, is a big part of your music and your performance lifestyle, I guess, right?
It is, you know, and I'll tell you, I'm so blessed to have the greatest supporters on earth, because they all kind of come from that world, you know, and a lot of them are still first generation off the land and working it. And the ones that aren't wish they were, you know, and are looking for a way to get back to it. So I feel pretty fortunate. And Star Valley, you know, such a rich heritage in Western agriculture up there and rodeo and, you know, all the things that I love. I came up there hunting when I was a kid with my dad and my uncle, and fell in love with the place. And that was just, yeah, when I was a kid, you know, Star Valley was kind of the last cool stop before we got up there to Jackson, you know, and walked the boardwalk streets and all that stuff. But yeah, that part of the world is part of my upbringing, and it's a big part of what I do, and I'm looking forward to seeing some friends next week.
Brent Hill performing live in concert at the Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert. It's on Thursday, March 23rd at the Afton Ford Theater. Brent, you'll be performing with the Star Valley native, Jamie Nild, will be featured as part of your show. Have you performed with Jamie before, or will this be a first time for you?
Yeah, this is my first time. I haven't, but I've heard her, and she's great, and she's young and you know, doing it right. So, yeah, looking forward to hearing her, and I know she's got family up there, so looking forward to meeting them. And yeah, just really, really a great opportunity for me to get back to that part of the world and connect with a bunch of really great people. And you just don't find them any better than Star Valley, Wyoming.
Well, you know, Brent, you've had the chance to travel around quite a bit with your career and perform in some amazing places. But there's got to be something special about a small town, historic theater setting, acoustic concert show. I mean, those have got to be probably the some of the coolest moments of your career, correct? In those types of settings?
Oh, by far. You know, I mean, that's really when we get to make a deep connection with folks and, you know, not just sort of tell the story, but, you know, even afterwards, you know, meet the folks and talk to them and collect their stories. And, you know, when you do that on the heels of a real intimate concert, you know, you've kind of, hopefully at that point, sort of touched their soul a little bit and inspired them. And, you know, I think the goal at one of my concerts and anywhere that I play, usually it's somewhere small town America, somewhere like Afton, Wyoming, I just got back from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and we had folks from all over the Mid-Atlantic that are farmers and ranchers out there, you know. But the goal is to send these folks away more inspired to live the life that they're living, and, you know, hopefully more resolved to keep it going. And that's what we're trying to do next week, is get young people involved in agriculture. They've got a whole new set of challenges coming at them in the years to come. You know, we have urbanization happening here in the West. We've got droughts and things that are beyond all our control. And so these are challenging times for kids to get into agriculture, but it has so much to offer just in the way of life and the places that we like to live. And so that's the goal, is to inspire the people next week and just have a great intimate concert.
That's Bren Hill, country musician. He'll be performing at the Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert next week on Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Afton Ford Theater. And again, all the proceeds go directly into the Star Valley FFA and 4-H programs. Bren will be performing with Jamie Neal. It is a dinner show, but in order to get those that dinner ticket, you have to buy tickets before the end of the day on Friday. So pre-sale tickets will end on Friday. It's $35 per couple or $20 per person, and that does include the meal. However, if you get those tickets after this Friday, the price actually goes up $5, and it does not include the meal. So you want to make sure you get those before the end of this week to the Afton Ford Theater next week. You can find the just go to the events page of svinews.com, click on the Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert. You can find the link to get tickets right there. And again, get those tickets before the end of this week if you want that dinner to go with the show. And also, tickets go up $5 after this week. So get them before the end of the day Friday. Find all the information on the events page of svinews.com. It's Bren Hill performing live in concert with Star Valley's own Jamie Neal. Bren, thank you so much for your time. Anything else about the importance of the ag community or this concert itself you'd like to mention while we have you?
Oh, Duke, I appreciate you having me. Appreciate you helping get the word out. Looking forward to it. We're going to have a blast. And, you know, I just look forward to be back in Star Valley and making new friends and seeing old friends.
That's country musician Bren Hill joining us live on the Weekday Wake Up. And again, get the tickets pre-sale before Friday. Details and ticket link at svinews.com. Just click the events tab at the top of the page.